Local underwriting is provided by the UCSF Stress and Depression Study, recruiting premenopausal depressed women not taking antidepressant medications for a study of immune responses to stress. SAD at ucsf.edu.
With the new hands-free driving law, Californians now use Bluetooth or headphones or car speakers when we talk on our cells. But the law is confusing. It mandates hands-free for driving. Well, what about touching up my lip gloss while steering with my elbows? Or the guy tapping on the top of his truck to Mustang Salad with his left hand while using that round and round with the right hand only technique to hang a fast right onto the freeway entrance? Confess, California, our hands are not free. One might say we could use our common sense and drive safely. But since common sense is not as common as one might think, apparently laws have evolved to enforce it. But what is it we're enforcing exactly? As of this January, reading, writing, and sending texts are no longer allowed while driving. This makes sense, but only if you want to live. But dialing is allowed. A long-distance number has 11 keystrokes long enough in texting to send the Gettysburg Address. Inconsistencies. To summarize, dialing, holding drippy tacos, brushing on blush, reading MapQuest directions, and hand-holding across the front seat divider are allowed. Holding the phone for talking or texting and reading texts is not. So it looks like that along with our hands, it is also our attention that is being legislated. While I am talking on the phone and driving, I admit my attention wanders into the conversation and away from the road. Subtract a hand from the mix, and my hands and mine leave the steering wheel, and I know yours do too. Driving is easy. It works well with two hands. But right in the middle of a casual putt-putt, it sometimes calls on sudden and giant reflexes that cannot be compromised. This is why the hands-free law, though inconsistent, inaccurately named, confusing, and probably impossible to monitor, is worthy of our attention and our hands. With a perspective, I'm Jolie Cannett.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.